I invite you now to join me on page 32 with the reading of the first article and explanation. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still preserves them, that he richly and daily provides me with food and clothing, home and family, property and goods, and all that I need to support this body and life, that he protects me from all danger, guards and keeps me from all evil, and all this purely out of his fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me, for all which I am in duty bound to thank and praise, to serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. A 12-year-old boy was drifting on a large piece of wood out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and the waters were rather rough. And he started thinking about how far away he was from his wonderful home, being the son of a very wealthy family. And just about the time that he was starting to feel pretty afraid and seeing shark fins appearing in the water nearby, suddenly he saw a boat in the distance that came closer and closer, and as it drew closer to him, he realized, saw the orange paint, that it was a Coast Guard ship, the U.S. Coast Guard, that had gone out to rescue him. And as the sailors came close to him, the workers pulled him out of the water and brought him up on board of this safe ship now and wrapped him in a blanket, dried him off, and as they began the journey back to the homeland, to his home, he was thinking about how nice it would be to finally get home. They fed him from their buffet, which was rather nice. Very good food, had a great sandwich that he was eating and so on. And one of the sailors on board handed him a video game that belonged to him and said, "You can have this, it's yours, just enjoy it." And so he sat there, warmed in the blanket and eating the food and playing the video game. And suddenly the waters became rough again and a high wind kicked up and it blew the sandwich back into the ocean along with the video game right out of his hand. And so he climbed up on the rail and he looked out into the water as he was about to jump and to go in and get these things again. And he thought to himself, should I go after them or not? You and I have been plucked from the icy cold waters of destruction, everlasting destruction, by the gracious work of God. You and I, by ourselves, had nothing in our future but death. But God, in his great kindness and mercy, has come along to rescue us through the work of his own Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and by sending his Holy Spirit into our hearts to pluck us from a situation of despair. And by his grace, he has now placed us gently into the boat of his church, the great rescue. And we are now on our journey to our homeland. And while we're on this great journey to our homeland of heaven, God has also been so kind and gracious to make sure that even on this trip, until we get to that beautiful home we're waiting for, we have some nice things to enjoy here as well. He gives us fantastic food to eat. Just think of the food that's available to us in our lives. Just go into the grocery stores. The clothing that he wraps us in. The things that we get to have just to entertain ourselves that hardly anybody else around the world has at their disposal. There's so many wonderful things that we can have and enjoy even now while we're, as Christians, in the boat of his church on the way to the shores of heaven, to our true homeland. But just like that 12-year-old boy who has those things blown away from him and he suddenly thinks, is it worth diving back into the dangerous waters to get them again? We need to be careful to keep the proper perspective on the earthly blessings that we have in this life so that they don't steal away our hearts from remaining on the ship and from staying in that great rescue effort to take us to our heavenly home. This week, our altar is decorated in white, and the Holy Christian Church often used white as a symbol of joy and celebration. The final week of the church year, the readings in the church and the hymns and the music and everything, as we've had the first few days in our chapel services as well, indicate the longing that the members of Christ's holy church in this world, the saints of God in this world, are longing for that beautiful home that we look forward to, the heavenly mansions that our Lord Jesus Christ has so graciously prepared for us and given to us. And what irony that in this week of the church year, so often it falls that our national holiday of Thanksgiving causes us also to pause and look at the earthly blessings that we have in this life and the things that we enjoy here in the home that we have in this world. But God would have us always keep the proper perspective on these blessings and gifts that we have even here in this world. We're on the eve of a national holiday. Probably tomorrow, many, if not all of you, will be celebrating Thanksgiving in some way, shape, or form with your family. It's a reminder to us that we live in two kingdoms. As believers in Christ, we live in the kingdom of God's grace that is the greater kingdom that looks forward to heaven. But as members of this nation, we also live here under the authorities of this world. And there are great benefits that we have here in these United States. And it's right for us to pause and to give thanks to God for those many blessings that we enjoy. But isn't it interesting that our government has had to decide to pick a day to compel us to give thanks? Isn't that interesting? What does that say about us? It's interesting that gratitude is not something that's just natural in us. Ingratitude is. A sense of entitlement is what our sinful human nature naturally thinks about. That's why parents don't have to teach their children how to complain. They got that one down. They have to teach them how to say thanks. They have to teach them how to express gratitude. And the same is true for us even as we get older. The sinful streak inside of all of us is bent in the direction of believing we deserve the things we have, and we should have them, and they belong to us. That's a sinful streak in us. On a day like this, a day of Thanksgiving, and especially in the final week of the church year when we are reminded of the heavenly home we have prepared for us, by the work of God's Holy Spirit, let us be mindful of the gratitude we should have toward God for all the benefits that we enjoy. Whenever I have an opportunity to be in the presence of or be around or even just see on television extreme poverty, it often causes me to think to myself, why is it that God chose to let me live in this fantastic country? There are all these different places in the world where he could have put me in time and in history and in geography. Why did God pick that I would get to live here now and really to enjoy very prosperous times? I know we're worried about our economy, but come on, let's be real. Think of the blessings we really have. Think how many people would just love to live in our level of poverty in this world. So why has God permitted to let me live here now in this amazing nation that we live in? I don't know the answer to that. He hasn't revealed that to me, but I do know this. The answer has nothing to do with me. When I think about the other kingdom, the greater kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, and this fantastic home that because of the faith in Christ that God has worked in my heart to hold on to him as my Savior who paid for my sins, and I think about the peace with God that I have because of that and the fact that I get to go to heaven someday and enjoy life there forever, I sometimes say to myself, why in the world did God pick me to get to have that and possess that and enjoy that? Well, I know this. The answer has nothing to do with me. It all has to do with the heart of God. And we say that every time we say our little prayer of thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. Please rise. Today we offer a prayer on behalf of one of our students, Ashley Johnson, who will be undergoing surgery this Friday. And we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask now that your guiding hand would accompany the medical staff who provide care for your child, Ashley. If it is your gracious will, bring her safely through this ordeal and grant her a full and safe and speedy recovery. We thank you for the blessings of modern medicine, which we so often take for granted. We also pray today that you would be with all who travel in the days ahead by the protective guard of your holy angel hosts. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please join me then in the collect that you will find on page 166, the collect for harvest and thanksgiving. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning, and though we have in no way deserved your goodness, you abundantly provide for all our needs of body and soul. Give us, we pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.